Hi guys, good morning. I hope that you all are having a really great Sunday. Well, today we are going to be reflecting about the word which is called repent. Actually, we are going to talk here from Jesus. Jesus has constantly called us to repent. To repent from our sins, to repent from the choice that we have made, which is not pleased to Him sometimes. Actually, the word of today that I'm going to share with you, it's going to bring you to a reflection and how you have been direct in your life. Is definitely God pleased with the way you have been living? Have you been doing things that please God? Or you don't even care about it? When we prepare something to say about God, about His words, you probably know that at first God talked with us. I mean to say that this word, the words that we are going to be discussing today, you know, before being direct into your life, it has been direct into mine. God definitely wants to treat me, you know, wants to change things on me, things that perhaps are not letting me to adore Him as he wished to be adored. Sometimes we have things on us, you know, in some areas of our lives, you know, with having been confessed. Sometimes we are with you really well with when we are talking about family, when we talk about our personal things like our job, our relationship with friends on university or your colleagues at work. But there are some areas sometimes in our lives that need to be healed. But in God wants to help us, you know, in this subject. But the first step that we need to take is to confess. One of the most difficult things, you know, on us is to confess our sin. Our sins, I'm sorry. You know, devil and his demons, he knows that once we open our hearts to confess our sins, you know, immediately God are going to forgive us from the things that we have done, from the wrong things that we have done. And once He forgives us, you know, all the bad things that devil has sent to our lives, all the things that has planned to to do, you know, in order to mess up with the good things that God has prepared to us are gone. That's why devil will never be happy when he realizes that you are, you know, just one step to confess the sins you have done. And today we're going to talk a little bit about it. And I'm sure that if God called me to talk about this subject, because some of you out there, you know, I know that there are many people from Russia, from France, even from Brazil, from Colombia, from Spain, that are listening to my podcast, you know, daily. And I'm so happy for, I'm so happy for this. You know, I wish I could have, been in touch with you, I could talk to you and, you know, hear what have been, what you have been like, thinking about, other things you have been listening, other things you have been, have heard. And, you know, I definitely would like to have the opportunity to talk to you, even through message, you know. Maybe someday I have the chance to visit your country, you never know. But for now, even through message, yeah, I would be glad to hear. But let's back to the point that we stopped. Well, as I was saying, I was going to say, I believe that if we are talking about the subjects, because it's definitely someone of you need to hear it. Okay. I truly believe that at this moment God is talking with you. You know, it doesn't matter what nationality you are, what language you speak, God knows you completely. God knows you even before you were born. He created you. And he takes care of you and the ones you love. And he wants, when what he has to you is a life full of blessings. And we all know that for the blessing of God being released over our lives, we need to be walking by his side. We need to be to have our lives according to his will. Over his commands. And today God is calling us to repent from our sins. He's calling us to regret from all the bad things that we have done. I just wanted to understand that message, right? The main reason why God has calling you to repent to repentance is because he wants to change your life completely. He wants to give a better life. He wants to make you happy. He didn't create you to live in a prostitution, to live away from him, to live doing things that not please him. He wants to save you and wants you to live eternal life with him by his side. Okay? The most common translation of repent is turn or return. prerequisites of repentance included in are to turn from evil and to turn the good. Most critical theologically is the idea of returning to God or turning away from the evil things. Okay? There's a verse in the Bible that I want to read it from you. It's on Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. If you have our Bible, you can read it later. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, it says that from the time on Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. The kingdom of heaven, you know, is coming near. What does it mean? We believe in a God that came 2,000 years ago, you know. He walked on this land. He preached the word of gospel. He went to the cross to save me and to save you. And he lived as a promise that someday he would come back to take us with him. And it says that the kingdom of God is coming near. You know, that's what this verse is talking about. I definitely believe that God's not going to take too long to come back, you know, to take his church with him. That's why he's constantly calling us to repent from our evil ways. Don't take it, or better saying, don't leave it, that decision for tomorrow, for the day after tomorrow, from next month, for the next year, you know. He wants to hear from you today. Maybe tomorrow you won't have that same chance again. Maybe tomorrow, or maybe next year or next month, will not exist for me or for you. I believe that everything, you know, has a certain time to happen. God comes to our lives in the right time. He always comes in the right time. He always comes in the time that we definitely need him. Nathan definitely need to hear his voice. I don't know how you have been leading your life. I don't know the problems you have been passing through. I don't know your difficulties, but God knows everything. And he's saying today that today is the day that he chooses to talk to you, to call you to repentance. He wants to change your life, but first, you gotta make decision. You gotta choose him. You gotta raise up your hands and say, Jesus, I definitely need you in my life. I definitely need to change my life. I can't stand to live in this way anymore. Something new must happen in my life. I can't live this way. And God today wants to talk to you. He's talking to you, and He wants you to change your life. Today is the day that you gotta make a decision. You gotta choose Jesus. And I'm sure that you have a life completely different from the one you have till now. Well, guys, I definitely hope that this word, you know, found a place in your heart. And, you know, the word of God may change your mind and make you see that, you know, maybe you are walking, you know, in a wrong path. Maybe you gotta throw back at the point you fail and confess your sins to God. And once you confess, He will forgive you for all the wrong things you have done. God is constantly saying from me and from you that nobody likes you. God, forget about God. He don't even care about you. Look your life, you know, look the problems you got. Where is our God? That is what the devil constantly say for us. He's constantly trying to change our mind about God. Because he knows that once you set our mind in God and we confess our sins, the sins that we have been hiding, you know, he knows that God will set us free from all the guiltiness, from all the things, from all the evil things that devil has planted in our lives. And that's why he doesn't want you to confess your sins, you know, to repent, to regret. Because he knows that once you do it, you will be free. You will be free from all the sadness. You will be free from all the guiltness. You will be free from all the bad things that he was preparing to your life. And once God forgives you, you have your life changed completely. Completely changed. Because the love and the grace of God will be released over your head, over your life, over your house, and over the life of those you love. And from now on, you will live a blessed life. God will start to bless in all the areas of your life. So make that decision. Choose God today. Don't leave it for tomorrow. Tomorrow may be too late for you. Okay? God bless you guys. Thanks for being connected. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Okay, I'm so happy that I've almost reaching the 100 subscribers, right? And, you know, all my happiness, you know, like, it comes from you, from each one of you that has been separately at least 1 minute or 2 minutes of your daily or of your busy day to listen to my podcast. Thank you so much for all the help, for all the support, for all the love. And I would like you to, you know, like when you get down on your knees to make our prayer of the day, okay? Please, you know, if it's possible, remember to put my name in your prayers, okay? Because I've been praying for you, for each one of you, you know, since the day I start to recording my podcast message, my English podcast, my English classes, and whatever. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. I hope to see you next time. All right. I definitely believe that we have to create a new email. Unfortunately, I would like to apologize if some of you have already sent me an email and you haven't got my replies, because I'm not getting to open my email box. That's why. Okay. But as soon as I decide what I'm going to do, if I'm going to create a new email or offer, or if I'm going to make a new code, I don't know what if that's the right word to say. When you create an email, that's a PIN number, right? Yeah. I definitely forgot the PIN number that I should use to open my emails. Maybe I will have to create a new email. But whatever, as soon as I decide what I will have to do, and I will let you know, okay? And anyway, there's a possibility for you to be in touch with me. You can send me a private message. I would love to receive a message from you, all right? Have a blessed day, have a blessed week, and I hope to see you next time. Bye-bye. God bless you.